In this week's episode of the Speak Like Me podcast, I'm joined by Lucy, and we talk about a bunch of awesome random topics, such as my fat legs, Lucy's flat, young people's fashion, and forehead hairs. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. Guys, welcome back to episode 68 of the podcast. I'm Jacob from England.
And I'm Lucy from America.
Welcome to the podcast, Lucy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Glad. So listeners, in case you're new, usually we have Chris from Australia here, but Chris is in Australia at the time that this comes out. So Lucy is standing in for him.
Yes.
So we learned this word in the podcast last week, to stand in for someone.
Ah.
It's when you just temporarily do someone else's job.
Yes.
So thank you for standing in.
Of course.
For Chris. And can we say, because I was kind of forgetting about this, can we use it as a noun and say you are a stand-in?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Someone asked me about this and I wasn't really sure.
Yeah. Well, and it would be an adjective too. I'm a stand-in co-host.
Yeah.
So okay, it's so all three.
It's everything.
It's all wow. That. Yeah.
Like a verb, noun, and adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, listeners, in case you are new, so we are from Speak Like Me. We are English teachers from a distance, and we're going to teach you a bunch of cool words and phrases today through our little conversations, some more useful than others. And then at the end, we are going to do a random box from one of our leaflets. So we make all of our own courses from scratch, and we have a beautiful leaflet of each course, and it has a little summary and overview of all the topics in it. So we've got some dice, or Chris has some special dice here. Do you want to get the dice out of the pink thing there, mm-hmm. the top drawer, I think? Should be Chris's dice in there. Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll roll the dice later, and we'll choose a fun box or something to teach you. So Lucy, we were just saying before the episode, I was saying I had, firstly, that I'm pretty out of it today. Mm-hmm. So to be out of it means to not be fully...
Not super focused.
Yeah.
Not feeling your best.
Yeah. Like you've not slept well.
Yeah.
Which has been my case.
Kind of off.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, off. Yeah. So I'm off. I'm not on. That's for sure. Because I've just not been sleeping well this week. My body just decided at the worst possible time, because like I'm doing all these sub lessons now, because I'm standing in for Chris and Barry. And my body decided, yeah, I think this is a good time to also not sleep.
Oh, and daylight savings too.
Yeah. Yeah, so daylight savings is when the clocks go forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does this affect you?
Yeah, and I forgot that daylight savings, I guess, started on Sunday?
I think Sunday,
I want to say. And I woke up and I was really tired and I didn't realize that it was daylight savings and I was wondering why I felt like I could just keep sleeping for a couple more hours. And I was like, oh, we lost an hour.
Did we lose an hour?
We sprung forward.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you
the way to
fall back.
Exactly. That's the way to remember it because you spring forward. So, mm-hmm. in spring, the clocks go forward. And Americans, for autumn, they say fall.
Yes.
So you fall back.
Yeah.
So so the clocks go back in autumn.
And America also does daylight savings at a different time than here.
What do you mean?
So I was enjoying a nice month where there was only a 5-hour time difference between me and Atlanta.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I assumed it kind of happened around the world at the same time.
Yeah, you would think so. But the 1 hour makes a difference. Like just having 5 hours between us instead of six, it's nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a 6-hour time difference to your family and friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And which way is it? So
when it's noon here, it's 6 a.m. in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible, but
so you can start talking to your friends at like 2.
Yeah, but like my dad works until 3 p.m. So I'm like 9 p.m. Prague time is a little... going for another piece of chocolate there.
Yeah. I'm really hungry.
I would have brought you something else if I had known.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, usually we'll just talk at like 9:30, 10 p.m. Prague time. But it's fun when it's just a little bit earlier.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I'm like less out of it then.
Yeah. Totally get you. Right.
Smile and nod until you're done with the chocolate.
Smile and nod, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just saying that I've not eaten very much this week because I've been busy and I didn't really have much time for food.
Mm-hmm.
And in our new client, they have this like restaurant in the building. I think I was talking about it on the Spanish podcast that we do. Speak Like Me Spanish, in case you're interested. But this restaurant is very Czech. So all the food is like very heavy meat because it's Czech, you know. So it's like every day it's like goulash and dumplings. And yesterday, it's the only place I have time to go. I have like 25 minutes in between my morning and my lunch, my afternoon schedule to eat. And I went in there and you just have to have whatever they have. And it was called meat mix.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Doesn't even say what kind of meat.
Delicious.
That's always very suspicious. And it was just like meat with like onions in this super dark sauce on top of a fried potato thing. Do you know what a bramborák is? I think it's called a bramborák.
I feel like it's a fried potato. Yeah.
So it's like a sort of a potato pate sort of thing. Not a pate, but like an omelette sort of almost thing.
Oh.
It's like a potato that's been smashed down into like a thin...
Delicious.
...piece. Yeah. And yeah, it was pretty intense. And that was the only food I had for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was not great. And then I had I really creeped someone out in the evening. And we'll just move your microphone a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, no worries.
Beautiful.
There we go. That's pretty good.
It's like in my mouth now. That's great.
Yeah, good. Yeah, lovely. Because yeah. I was hanging out with a friend in the evening and all I had at home was hoski. You know what hoski are?
No.
Like the little rolls. Just basic rolls.
Oh, you and the rolls.
Yeah, I still had a bunch of rolls at home, but they're like 1 day old rolls.
Okay.
And I also had some 1 day old chicken. okay, so that's all I had at home after having had my meat mix for lunch. So I went home and I was freaking hungry, you know, really hungry, but also so tired. I just could not be bothered to like even order food because like I know I'm just going to fall asleep and I'm not going to be able to like go and pick up any food. So what I did was quite disgusting is so I started with the roll. I put a bit of ham and cheese on it and I tried it, but the roll was a bit stale.
Okay.
And that can be a good word for bread. If you leave it for a couple of days, it goes stale.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's not fresh anymore. So it's S-T-A-L-E, stale. And it was pretty stale.
Okay.
But then I was looking at this old chicken that I had because it came with this like buffalo sauce. And it came like in a little pot of buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging out with my friend. And I was like, how weird is it if I just microwave the sauce and then just like dip in my roll?
Oh, that's not that bad.
But apparently I did it in a weird way because like rather than put, I didn't want to put the plastic thing full of sauce in the microwave. It felt like it was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. So I poured the sauce onto just a plate and then I heated the whole plate. So that's just like, you know, just dipping my roll into this plate and it started looking a bit gross.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was looking at me and she was like, this is just disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, just living my life, you know? I don't know.
I feel like every time you tell me about like you cooking for yourself, like it's always so a little tragic. Scary. It's like not great.
It's really bad.
It's good. Yeah.
It's so tragic. And the problem is like, I'm so just dependent on ordering food now that I'm too far gone to go back. And that's a nice expression in English to be too far gone. It's like when something's gone so far that you can't go back. You can't sort of choose another option.
It's over for you.
Yeah. Like what would be another example of something that's too far gone? I'll have to rely on your fresh brain because my brain is not fresh today.
That's a good question. I don't use this phrase very often, but I know, yeah, to be too far gone.
Well, it could be if someone's dying.
Yeah, right? With like an illness. If they're too far gone, like no treatment will save them.
Because you left it for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people say this about addiction too. Like if you're just too far down an addiction,
like you can't come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's depressing examples though. I feel like there's probably a better.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we can switch topics. So we're here for 2 weeks. Okay. So next episode is episode 69. So
nice.
I told Chris that we would get everyone from the team just to record the word nice into this microphone.
Love it.
And then next episode, it'll be like episode 69. Nice. And they'll be like 15 nices.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be quite funny.
I feel like Jennifer would enjoy that.
Oh yeah. She would give the best nice.
Yes.
For sure-sies. Anyway, Lucy, we've not talked to you for a while. How have things been?
I've been good. I've been working on my thesis. I'm very close to finishing my degree, so that is super exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. When did you finish? In a couple of months, right?
Yeah, I submit May 5th, I think, is when it's due, and then I should defend the thesis before the end of June.
Mm.
They're very vague, vague okay. means not specific.
Yeah.
About when I'm actually supposed to do it. So mm-hmm. I know it'll be sometime between yeah. the beginning of May and the end of June. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to being done.
Yeah.
I think it'll be nice. And then yeah. it's just all speak like me speak all the like time. Speak like me
all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Because right now you're doing both. You're a student and you're a teacher.
I'm doing it all.
Doing everything. Yeah. yeah. And some nice vocab you just said, by the way. You said, so I'm going to submit at the end of June.
Yes.
So to submit is odevzdat in Czech. Mm-hmm. And that's when you give them your work that you've mm-hmm. done. And the thesis is the thing that you do at the end of your degree, right?
Yes.
The big long essay thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long's yours?
50 pages.
Mm.
I finished the draft this weekend. So amazing Easter weekend. But
oh my God.
That's like 12,000 words. So I just hit that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Good yeah. job. Good
Thank
job.
You.
And you said it's due. Well, you said it's due because yes. you're American. It's due.
Wait, how do you say it?
Due.
Due.
Yeah, like a Jew.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Jew. Yeah, I think it's exactly the same pronunciation as like a Jewish person.
Oh, fun.
It's Jew.
Yeah, so American English, do.
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 How do you say Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Because in British English, the T-U sound always sounds like a ch.
A ch.
Yeah, like Tuesday. Yeah. what other words? Tuna. You probably say tuna.
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 Yeah. yeah, exactly.
yeah, okay, yeah. You don't eat tuna either?
No.
In
fact, I've never had that.
Oh, it's gross.
Okay, yeah.
It's weird.
It seems like it.
It's like a fish that wants to be meat.
Yeah.
It's like I'm so close to being an animal.
Chicken of the sea.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's gross anyway. Yeah. And anything kind of life updates for you?
Not no? particularly right okay. now.
I wasn't thinking of anything specific. Mm. What I had forgotten about is what's your living sitch? Weren't you looking for a place before?
No, I live by myself.
Oh.
Now I moved in November.
Oh, yeah.
I was okay. in Holeshevitsa at like kind of a student place
okay.
that I didn't like very much because it was overpriced and it was really loud.
Yeah.
Like I lived in an apartment facing the street. So especially in the summer, like when I would sleep with the windows open, it was just drunk people all Ooh. The time yelling right. in the street.
Yeah.
So that wasn't particularly fun. Did not enjoy that.
It was a shared place?
No, it was like a single studio.
Okay.
Like, it's a dorm situation, basically.
So it was provided. So a lot of people would not know a dorm. What is a dorm?
A dorm is a place that you live when you're in university.
Yeah.
And a lot of people live in dorms that are owned by the university that they go to.
Yeah.
And some people go to, or they stay in dorms that are owned by private companies, which is where I uh-huh. lived.
Okay.
But
it's somehow sort of sponsored by the university or something?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's completely separate.
Oh, okay.
It's technically for students and young professionals.
Oh.
Really anybody that wants to like pay that kind of rent. I mean, if you want to live in a student place,
okay.
there aren't a lot of like, I think, normal adults like banging down the doors to.
Say again.
Like if you have a regular job,
mm-hmm.
most people are not super excited to go live in a place that again, like drunk teenagers are running around all the time.
Right.
And the rent was expensive.
They're running around?
They run in the halls constantly. Oh, and there's a
teenagers.
Facebook group
yeah.
for like everybody who lived at the building.
Yeah.
And every single post was like, who is running? It's 1 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people were in this place?
There are 800 dorms in the facility.
What does that mean?
So
I'm so confused. I thought a dorm is the building. And by the way, dorm in Czech is kolej.
Okay.
Yeah, in case they're wondering.
I would, like, actually, that's a really good point. I think I would use dorm to describe the room that you stay in and the building that has the room.
So it's both.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's not
So there's 800
specific.
Sort of rooms / studio.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a flat or was it like a room?
I mean,
it was like a studio flat.
Yeah,
so
the
basically
place,
a room.
Yeah, so it had its own
yeah.
bed, kitchenette, and bathroom.
Oh, cool.
But some people stayed in ones with like a shared bathroom. Some people stayed in ones that were like, they had a full bed or a double bed and like a couple might live there or something. Or if you just have a lot of money and you just want a bigger bed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it was small and it was overpriced and I didn't like the area that much. So I moved to Žižkov in November.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So I've been living there since.
And which part of Žižkov, if you don't mind me asking?
The stop is near like Vazovna Žižkov. It's at the end of line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
So cool. It's like kind of quiet, but it's still like easy connections to things.
And do you have like a studio flat or a 2+KK?
I have a 1+1.
A 1+1.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
So I now have like a sit-in kitchen. Like I have a kitchen table and I have an oven.
Oh my God.
I feel like a fancy bitch. Yeah.
Have you used it?
Oh my God. All the time.
The oven?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never used mine. Yeah. Did I tell you that I only found out a few weeks ago that I even have a dishwasher?
What? Jacob.
Yeah. Because a friend was like, did you know you have a dishwasher? I was like, oh really? That's awesome.
But do you create dishes that need to be washed?
No.
Well, okay.
I avoid dishes like the plague.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a nice expression, by the way, that we often we often say like the plague.
Yes.
Like the plague as in the Black Death, right? And is it always with avoid? I think it's like often with avoid, right?
I feel like I would only use this with avoid.
Yeah. So avoid in Czech is vyhnout se. So it's like you super avoid something. You avoid something like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a really annoying guy in your office, you can say, oh, I avoid that guy like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
So I avoid creating dishes like to wash, like dirty dishes, mm-hmm. like the fucking plague.
Yeah.
Because what happens, I've gotten better at this, but I would like, if I use a dish,
yes,
it will just sit there for like the next 3 days. And I just like lack the mental strength just to wash it. I try to wash as I go. Clean as I go.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my weaknesses. You've got to play to your strengths.
Well, I mean, I told you about my psychotic thing about doing the dishes.
What's that?
About how if I'm just cooking for myself, I'm not cooking for anybody else, and it's like lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
I will do all of the dishes and clean my kitchen before I sit down to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I've been told that this is crazy. I agree. I think it's crazy.
Mm.
But I want to sit in my kitchen and just like enjoy my meal that I made for myself.
Mm.
And I feel like I can't enjoy it if I'm in like a dirty space.
Mm.
But I also told, like, I love cleaning. Like, yeah. I have no problem with it. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of my first ever times. Sorry, this is such a random conversation. We'll do a specific topic in a second.
Amazing.
But I've started cleaning better. I have like a plan now every weekend. I, you know, clean the house on Saturday, clean the flat, which is something new.
Oh.
And, yes. And it feels really good. It feels really good to clean. And I had my first ever stress clean. Like the other day, there was just like some things going down, you know, and I was like, I hate everything. I'm just going to clean.
Oh yeah.
And, I just hoovered the whole flat. I mean, it's not big, but I hoovered, I did something else. And I did all my laundry.
Yeah.
Because I used to be the guy who's like, the laundry basket would never be empty because like I would just like do the laundry off the first half and then leave the rest in there. So that like the bottom half was like, would be there for a year and I would forget I even owned those clothes because they would just never get done, you know? So I finally did all the laundry and then what I did, in case you're interested, is I just threw out a bunch of clothes.
That's cathartic though.
Oh, it was great. I was like, there's 7 days in a week. So what do I need? I need like, I go to the gym like 3 or 4 times a week. So I've got like 4 gym stuff. I've got like a shelf now of gym stuff. So I've got like gym shorts, gym underwear, like specific gym underwear. Yeah, I mean, it's the same as my normal underwear. But
amazing. But it's designated.
Yes, oh, that's a great word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in Czech?
No.
It says určení.
Ah.
Určení ku, which is often really hard to translate, but designated is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designated to. What's the preposition? For? It's dedicated to. Designated for.
I would say for.
Yeah, designated for the use of the gym.
Yeah.
So it's really easy now because in the morning I've got my gym bag there and I just throw in one of everything, like one socks, one pair of socks.
Yeah.
One socks. Yeah.
One socks.
One pair of underwear, one short, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And then it's like I can pick up my bag and go and it feels so good. And I got rid of like shirts and stuff. I've got like 5 shirts now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like getting your act together.
Yeah. And I kept 5 t-shirts because like, well, I only need 2 for the weekend, but sometimes I go on holiday.
Of course.
Then you want to have at least 5.
Yes.
Feels good, man. Feels really good.
Yeah.
And I bought a plant. Did you see my plant on Instagram? I'm so proud of this plant.
No, what kind of plant is it? Do you know?
One from IKEA.
Amazing.
But it's alive.
Okay.
It's my first ever live plant that I've bought in my life.
Mm.
And it's pretty big. It's about 1 meter tall.
Okay.
And what, for some reason, I did not expect to happen was that it would grow.
Yes.
I kind of didn't realize that, like, because it's a plant for guys, basically. What I mean is a plant for people who don't want to take care of plants.
Mm-hmm.
Low maintenance,
yes.
They call it. They said, you know, you just feed it, like, one glass of water a week and it'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And I've only had it for about a month and it's, like, almost 30% bigger.
Oh.
it's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah.
Because it's getting kind of big.
I have one that I've kept alive for the entire time that I've been living here.
Wow.
And it's massive.
What is it?
I don't 100% know. I know that it's also a low maintenance plant because I would not have been able to keep it alive this long.
Low maintenance. This is a nice expression because people can be low maintenance or the opposite.
Or high maintenance. High maintenance.
Yes. Very good. High maintenance. Yeah.
But yeah, so I've done a bunch. I put like a wooden stick tied it to the, tied it around the plant so that way it would stay upright.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to buy a giant bag of soil because what, like to repot the plant. But so I don't want
to explain to repot.
To repot is to take it out of the pot that it's in now and put it in a bigger pot so it can grow more.
So you repot.
Yes.
Yeah. So the pot is the thing.
Yes.
That's like the plant holder.
Yes.
And it's also the verb to pot a plant.
Yes. Mm. And then you put it in a different pot. You repot.
You repot.
And I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to keep it going as long as I can.
What happens if you don't repot a plant? It just kind of... Does it reach a certain size and then stay there, or does it die?
I think it might start dying. I mean, some of the bigger leaves, if the stem isn't upright, the leaves at the top can't get anything. So they just fall off. But it has all this new growth at the bottom. And this is a really healthy plant. I could put this somewhere, but I'm not buying a bag of soil. That's not happening.
Right.
So it's just going to live as long as God has that plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a good one to have, though, if you want a massive plant just taking over an entire coffee table.
Do you mind my asking what's like your kind of style at home? As in like, because me, I'm like super minimalist, if you can't tell. This is like how I have everything always organized.
Yes.
I always have, like, I've got my pens in the right order, got everything looking, everything's like that where I'm in my flat. Are you like that, or are you more like, is there a mess?
I'm super clean and I'm super tidy, but I'm not a minimalist. I love, this might be a good word, trinkets.
I love trinkets. Okay, what's a trinket?
A trinket is like a small item that usually has no use whatsoever, but usually it has sentimental value of some kind. So if you go to like, I mean, it could just be junk. Like if you go to a tourist shop and you get like a little keychain or something of Prague, that might be a trinket. I just have like little statues of frogs. I have, this is a whole thing. I have these like felted mice that people keep
giving
me. Okay. So
felted?
Felt, like, you know, the material felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, there's a specific kind of like Christmas ornament of mice made out of felt, and usually they're wearing like little clothes and they have little accessories.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
When I went to Edinburgh a couple years ago, I got two because they had a store that was like completely dedicated to these little animals.
See, that's interesting because now you said dedicated. So this is why that word určený in Czech, I always find hard to translate, because it can be designated but can also be dedicated. Dedicated to something.
Yes.
Yeah, so the shop is dedicated to what, these little mice things?
These little animals, like animal ornaments.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I went home for Christmas like a couple months later, and my stepmom independently had gotten me two more mice, and she said, I saw these, they reminded me of you. And I was like, no way, I just bought two of these in Edinburgh. So then they grew into a family, and now I have like six.
Oh, that's weird.
So this is what I mean, where it's like, I have a lot of that kind of stuff.
Right,
like people see like little creatures and they're like, oh, I should get this for Lucy. And so I have like a shelf full of trinkets, but I don't have like clothes laying around. I don't have, everything has a place, but I have a lot of stuff.
So is it sort of nicely decorated? Like it feels like a home?
Yes, definitely.
That's nice.
Also when I moved into the flat, like the flat walls are like orange. They're like bright orange. And I was like, oh, this is, when I moved in, I was like, this is super tacky. I don't know about
tacky.
This.
What does tacky mean?
Oh, tacky is like hard to describe. Tacky is like,
it's not like,
very tasteful, basically. Yeah. Like the opposite of stylish, essentially. Yeah. So like usually clothes can be tacky, decor can be tacky.
But if you said that like a girl is wearing tacky clothes, what would you imagine?
Well, I don't want to call anybody out, but okay, for me,
I'm not asking like to give a specific
things
example.
Things that I find tacky.
Yeah. You shouldn't say like, oh, I'm thinking this. No, but Jacob's clothes.
I don't want to like make fun of anyone's specific style. Personally, I find cheetah print kind of tacky. It's not my fave.
Yeah. Cheetah print.
Yeah.
So it's those like shirts or whatever that look in the style of cheetah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I find leggings that have jeans printed onto them.
Oh, jeggings.
Well, like...
They're not jeggings?
Because jeggings are like leggings that are kind of denim material a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
But I'm talking about... I feel like these were more popular like in 2014. Mm. Literal cloth leggings that they're like printed with denim design on them.
Oh, okay.
I find those very, very tacky.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought the orange walls were going to be tacky. But then, like, now that I'm getting some more sunlight in the apartment, like, they match my plants. I have a lot of, like, green pillows and blankets. So now I have a whole color story going on in the apartment. Mm. Like, I'm happy with it. I might paint it over the summer if I get bored because I got permission from the landlord.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, as long as you don't paint the walls black, I don't care. Do whatever you want. He's 87, so.
Oh. Okay.
He's chill.
Yeah, he's something. Yeah, he's about to be really chill.
No, don't say that. I don't want to. No, don't say that.
What'd you say? Okay, so you said a nice expression because this is an English podcast, so we should teach English.
Yes, yes.
You said, as long as you don't, what was it, paint them black or something?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a lovely expression, as long as plus present.
Which translates to pokud in Czech.
Oh, lovely, funny, nice pronunciation.
I'm sorry. I was just excited that I knew it.
That is awesome. Yeah, good job.
This is from the leaflet. Thank you. High five.
Yep. This is from our Interesting Words leaflet, which is one of our courses. Like all the words that are really interesting and can be used all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know them. So as long as, it means the one thing that's important.
Yes.
So he said, I don't care. So it usually goes together like, I don't mind or I don't care. As long as, and then present tense, as long as you don't paint them black. So that's the only thing he cares about.
Mm-hmm.
So another example, if Lucy says like, oh, what we're going to talk about on the podcast, I say, oh, I don't mind as long as we don't talk about
Taylor Swift. Yes.
Because we've done it twice.
Absolutely.
Already. Yeah.
Kind of stale if we talked about it again. Oh,
that's nice. Yeah. So stale, like with bread, we said earlier, like when bread is not fresh anymore. It can also be with like topics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because that topic is no longer fresh. And also it can be with relationships. It's like, it's not fresh anymore. It's like the relationship went a bit stale.
Mm-hmm.
So it's go stale. Yeah. Speaking of tacky clothes and jeans, I have to get... So Lucy, by the way, listeners, is our kind of thermometer in Speak Like Me for what is cool with the young people. Because Lucy is the young people.
I speak for the kids.
She speaks for the kids, mm-hmm. Yes. And I have to raise an issue with you that I have with kids.
Oh, okay.
Not you.
Okay.
I hate the new fashion of these massively oversized jeans, which everyone under the age of 20 now wears. People do not wear either normal or skinny jeans anymore.
Yes.
Skinny jeans is like gone.
Yeah.
And it's now these like everyone are wearing, especially girls, but I think guys too, these like really massively oversized jeans.
Yeah.
What is that about? Do you like it?
I think it's specifically like big pants, little shirt is like the style.
Oh, is it?
Because the style is you don't want to match like loose and loose, tight and tight.
Are you sure?
That's how, at least when I first started seeing the big pants thing, if you're going to wear massive jeans, you got to pair it with like a crop top or like something. Cause you're like, you want to show that you do have a body underneath. Like it's not just like shapeless clothing on top and on the bottom.
Oh, I thought it was that. I thought the whole point was to be shapeless and to be like anti-sexual.
Oh, like Billie Eilish. You're thinking of that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm also seeing it everywhere.
See, maybe.
But I've been so freaking focused on the jeans.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know what's going on above the waist. Like, I'm like, all I see is jeans. I'm like, oh, they're so bad.
Yes.
I don't even notice what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Because it's like weird. And it came out of nowhere. It was this was like in the last 6 months or something. Suddenly it's everywhere.
Like mom jeans kind of like came back into fashion for a while.
Okay.
When I say mom jeans, does that like bring up any kind of image?
Honestly, no. What does that mean?
It usually means that the waist is tight, like it has a waistline, but the legs are wider and then they taper in again. Oh, to taper means to be become thinner, basically.
Yeah, with clothing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they're like slightly tighter around the ankle. Oh. So it gives you kind of this like pear shape almost.
Okay. Like you've got really big knees.
Just round knees. Yeah, you know, the ideal standard for women. Just giant knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like in a woman.
Love
nice
that.
Nice pair of knees.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you pro or against or no?
I mean, I feel like now I dress like I have a job. Yeah. Maybe in high school, like I wore a lot of ripped jeans. I wore a lot of mom jeans.
Mom jeans.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then the skinny jeans thing, this has become a divide between millennials and Gen Z.
Oh.
Like
we like them?
Like millennials.
Because I'm a millennial.
Millennials are usually
Gen Z.
Pro skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Gen Z usually anti skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this a lot online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Gen Z, it's all about the don't show any leg.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't mind a skinny jean. I don't really wear them anymore, but if I see them, I'm not like, oh, that's tacky and ugly. But I think some people are very, very against the skinny jeans.
I can't
thing.
Wear skinny jeans.
Oh.
My legs are too fat. No, I'm not even joking.
What does that mean?
I have to stay professional, but I have quite a nice pair of legs.
Okay.
Especially the calf.
Yeah.
That's the issue. I think the issue is not like the thigh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this can be good vocab. The top half of your leg is the thigh.
Yes.
Right? And the bottom half of your leg is the calf.
The back is the calf.
The back
front
is the calf.
Is the shin.
Yes. The front is the shin. Where's the bone?
Yes.
Your shin bone. Let's get a bit of audio here. So, this is your shin bone.
ASMR.
And then squish, squish, that's your thigh.
Absolutely.
Calf, yeah. And I always had kind of chunky calves, you know? A chunky means, it's a kind of a cute way to say kind of a bit big.
Okay.
Bit fat, like a bit of fat muscle combo. And I just, skinny jeans are not made for fat calves. They're just not, you can't,
okay.
I could not get into them.
Yeah.
It was a real, real issue.
It was a real struggle.
Because the hole of the bottom of the jeans
Just
would not go over my fucking calves. Not that I really wanted to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want to try it at least, you know.
You know what you need?
What?
Are some bell bottoms.
A diet plan.
Nobody embraces the bell bottoms. I love these.
What the fuck
these.
Is that?
They're like the jeans that you wear with cowboy boots. They flare out at the bottom.
Oh, there we go. Flare. Okay. What's to flare? We've got to taper and to flare. This is the jeans episode.
This is the jeans episode.
Oh, we're going to talk all about jeans.
Yes. Flare is the opposite of taper. It means the jeans become wider as they go down.
Yeah. Like
usually with bell bottoms, they are straight until the knee and then they flare out.
What are they called? Bell bottoms?
Bell bottoms.
Okay.
I think this is, I might be spreading fake news.
I think
these are the same as boot cut jeans.
Yeah, right. Okay.
This
is like what country singers wear,
but
right?
But to me, just personally, I don't think these have ever gone out of fashion. I think they're always cute. I like them a lot.
Oh, really?
I think that they're classic. If Dolly Parton wears them, I think they're good enough.
Yeah, I was thinking of Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's an icon.
Them really, but yeah.
But I never see those on someone and I'm like, ugh, gross. I always think they're cute. That's just me.
Okay.
I think they have kind of a classic look about them.
Okay. I mean, I could not.
But if you have fat calves.
Yeah, I couldn't pull them off, which is a lovely word, to pull something off. Can you explain this?
To pull something off means that it looks good on you. And that it works.
Yeah, that it works. Because some people, if you can pull something off, it means like usually that you're wearing something a little bit unusual maybe. But for you, it works. For you, it looks good. Mm-hmm. Because either you have the right body shape or like it just suits you, mm-hmm. right? Like for me, I cannot pull off wearing flared jeans because I'm just not cool enough. And I also can't pull off wearing skinny jeans because I'm not hipster enough. Okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm left with is normal jeans.
And that's fine.
I know, right? But
they're classic.
Yeah. Are there any clothes that you feel that you are able to pull off?
That's a good question. I feel like I pull off a good blazer. I love wearing blazers.
Oh, me too, yeah.
That's my typical work style is actually exactly what I wore today is just jeans, some sort of plain top, blazer.
Yep.
And then I've been wearing a lot of heeled boots recently. Ooh. That's been fun. I like kind of stomping around in some heeled boots.
That's so funny that you just said the word stomping. Oh. Because I learned this phrase in Czech last week, which is jak ci dupo králice. And dupo literally means stomping. And it means how are your rabbits stomping? And it means how are things going?
Oh, that's adorable.
Jak ci dupo králice. How are the rabbits stomping to you?
I love that.
It's so adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stomp is dupat, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, so I always have to wear normal jeans. And I hate going jean shopping because I find it so hard to find a pair that fits.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's usually a problem a lot of women have. But usually when I talk to men, they're like, I go to the store, I buy jeans, I leave. It's easy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So you and your calves, they're just creating a lot of complications, I guess.
My calves have caused me many issues, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really hard for you.
It's a hard life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what can you do about it? Yeah. So to pull off. So that's nice. It's not just with clothes, though, is it, to pull off? You can also pull off other things.
I mean, the first thing I think of is a hairstyle.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there are some people who I think legitimately can pull off shaving their head.
Mm.
It's not made for others.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone can be bald.
Which is so unfair.
It is.
Because some people are just not blessed with a good head shape.
Yeah.
So for listeners who don't know, I am slowly going a bit bald.
Sad.
Because, so this is a thing I've always thought about because I've never seen myself with no hair, right? And you never know what it's going to be like until you see it.
Yeah.
But I can feel like a bit of a bump in my head, you know, in my skull.
Oh.
You know how, like, sometimes heads are a bit bumpy?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because my mum dropped me on the head. dropped me on my... No, for real. This is a true story. This can probably explain so much. When I was about 3 days old, still in the hospital, she dropped me on my head.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know why she even told me this. But no, apparently she dropped me on my head. And I think that's why I've got this big, like, bump in my head.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, no.
I know. I feel like it could explain a lot.
So it's going to be, like, exposed when you're bald.
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos of, like, the planes coming back from Turkey and, like, every man on the plane has, like, a bloody head because...
What?
Like, Turkey is a really popular place to go if you want, like, hair grafts, I guess, or, like, hair implants.
So it's like you get other people's hair implanted into your head.
Yeah, and it's like if you're losing your hair.
Right.
Apparently, like, Turkey is a cheap place to do it.
Where's the hair come from? It's your hair, right?
That's... Well, you go there because you don't have hair, so I don't know.
No, but I thought they, like, take it from your ass.
I don't know.
No, really, this is... I know for a fact.
What?
Do you know, you've done research. Do you know Wayne Rooney? No. Do you know Wayne Rooney, the football player?
No.
He's one of those famous football players in the world. Okay, he was, like, captain of England.
Oh.
And he was famous for getting a hair transplant. And this is why I know about this, because he cut the hair from his ass. And he literally, like, had ass hair. Which I thought was amazing. But I don't know why he would tell people.
Yeah, that's an inside thought.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
You should keep that to yourself.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I don't know the source of the hair. All I've known, like, I see the videos, and every man on the plane just has, like, bloody head.
That can't be a real video. There can't be that many people getting hair transplants.
Spreading fake news again.
Probably.
I've seen them.
Well, the videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do think it is, like, it's a popular place to go.
So I guess I should book my trip to Turkey.
Well, yeah.
Come back with a bloody head.
Are you anti-toupee? Like, would you ever get a toupee?
Can you explain what a toupee is?
A toupee is like a wig for men. Like, it's like a piece of hair that is glued onto your head by a hairstylist, usually someone who knows what they're doing.
They glue it on.
Yeah.
So it's like a permanent thing.
I think a semi-permanent thing. Like, I think that you can wash it and take care of it like normal hair.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a wig.
Like, so it's like real hair?
Yeah.
With, like, some kind of skin attachment thing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds disgusting.
I mean...
I'm definitely against. Oh, my God.
But I've seen videos of men, like, before and after getting a toupee. And I'm like, you look 15 years younger.
Mm.
Like...
Mm.
I don't know. It's one of those things, maybe, like, if you can swallow your pride and do it.
To swallow your pride.
To swallow your pride is to, like, stop being ashamed of something and just do it.
Because to swallow is what you do with your throat mm-hmm. when you like have water or food. You swallow, mm-hmm. spolknot in Czech. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're like swallowing your pride and saying, okay, I can sort of eat it,
yes.
you know, and just accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't really have any pride, really.
Oh, lovely.
So that's why I would never get a toupee. I just don't care enough.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of the opinion. Well, that's a nice expression. I'm of the opinion. It's like what... It's a fancy way to say what your opinion is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm of the opinion that whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
You know, like, and to be honest, I don't really take that much care of my body. Like, I've never put a cream on my face.
Oh.
You know, I'm like, if I get wrinkles, I get wrinkles.
Okay.
I actually don't mind wrinkles. Whatever. If I go gray, I would never dye my hair. You know, I'm like, whatever happens, happens. Go bold, go bold.
I think gray looks pretty good. I think that it looks a lot better than... Well, this is just like my own thing. I'm of the opinion.
Oh, that's nice. I'm of the opinion. What a lovely expression. I'm of the opinion that...
Yes, and always starts say, a new clause. Mm-hmm. I'm of the opinion that box hair dye...
Box?
Like the hair dye that you buy just like at the drugstore and you do it yourself...
Drugstore. So American.
Oh, sorry. What would you say?
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
Yeah, which also makes no sense. But
yeah.
Yeah. And for listeners who don't know what this is like DM.
DM, Rossmann.
Rossmann.
Yeah.
Where you buy all that stuff. In America, they call it a drugstore, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not buying drugs there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just buying box hair dye.
Just getting your box hair dye.
Yeah. But I'm of the opinion that it often doesn't look very good.
Mm.
That's just me. I don't know. Yep. I feel like... I've seen, like, my sister used to dye her hair, like, mm-hmm. quite a bit herself. And I just think it might be worth it to just go get it professionally done if you can afford it. Because I don't think it looks great when you do it yourself. Again, not trying to hate.
Mm.
This is just my opinion. But I don't know. If the choice is to go gray or to dye your hair with $8 hair dye, I think it's just better to have gray hair. I think it looks nice.
I'm not against it. I've started getting gray hairs in my beard.
Really?
Yeah, like on the sides. And it's weird because I never had any gray before.
Mm.
And then I got one gray hair right at the front of my hair. I'll show it to you later. Just one.
It's still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't pluck it out. Yeah.
Like keep it for later.
Yeah. So to pluck is vytrhnout in Czech. I'm just trying to show off now.
Yeah.
And what you pluck things with are called?
Tweezers.
Tweezers, which in Czech is pinzeta.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's a cute word.
Yeah.
I like that.
And no, I would not pluck it out.
Okay.
There's one hair that I do pluck out.
How about this?
I have one really annoying hair that grows right out the middle of my forehead. It's right here. And actually, it's there right now. I was supposed to pluck it out yesterday, and it's still there. It's really annoying because I always forget about it. Like, because it's not the kind of thing you spend your days thinking about your fucking forehead hair until the light catches it just right, and you see it in the mirror, and you're like, oh my God, I've been walking around with the big floppy hair out coming out of my forehead.
That's crazy.
It's awful.
Yeah.
So then I do pluck it out with my tweezers. So to pluck something out with your tweezers. Yeah. Sorry about all that extra information, Lucy. okay. So pull off was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could also be maybe like if you improvise a speech or something.
Yeah. Or like, a plan that's just really difficult to execute.
A plan.
Like, I can't believe we pulled off this trip, even though we planned it yesterday.
I mean, and you can pull off a heist as well. Yeah. It means that it was something kind of... almost not expected to go well.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. It's like, it's not really expected to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you pull it off, it's like, it does work. So like clothes, like if I wore cowboy boots, a lot of people would not expect that to work. Yeah, this is the explanation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did work, but like, oh, actually, Jacob, you are totally pulling off those cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. The heist. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love talking about fashion. This is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like Chris, do you think he pulls off those jeans?
What jeans?
Not jeans. Those shorts. Those short shorts. He takes
the... We always end up talking about the shorts.
Yeah.
It always comes back to this.
I don't think he pulls them off.
I think
he thinks that he does. Do you think he does?
Why would you do this to me? Did you put me on the spot
I
like this?
I don't have to answer. Yeah. I think your silence says everything.
Important. Pulling something off depends on the context, right? So if you wear the shorts at Pride, you're absolutely pulling them off.
Pride being gay pride.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
At a team building, I'm not going to comment. But yeah, I think pulling something off, it can depend on where you're wearing that thing.
Yeah. Have you ever drank Red Bull?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've actually, Pride this past summer was the first time I had Red Bull.
Oh.
Because the Red Bull car, or the Red Bull truck was there and they were handing them out for free.
Oh, handing them out. That's quite a nice
word.
It's when you're just giving someone something, but like you're giving the same thing to lots of people.
Yes.
Right? But you're handing out leaflets. You're giving the same leaflet to everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were handing them out and I was surprised at how much I hated it. It tasted like a liquefied cough drop. I was not a fan at all. I'm not an energy drink person in general at all. I love coffee. I'll drink matcha every now and then. I like chai, but like energy drink.
Yeah.
Not my bag at all. If something is not your bag, it means it's not your thing. Yeah. It's like not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Like I would, this is an American thing, at least I think, because I would never say it's not my bag.
I love this phrase.
It's not my bag. That's great. Because the reason I bring this up is I had my first Red Bull of my life yesterday.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. My first one ever. Cause I'm also super against like artificially waking your body up.
Yeah.
Like if you're tired, you should probably sleep.
Yeah.
Not have a Red Bull. But I was so tired yesterday that I literally almost fell asleep in a lesson. And that's never happened. Like my eyes dropped off for a second.
Oh my God.
You fall asleep for like a second.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually happened. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was not good. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I had one more lesson to get through. So I tried a Red Bull and it took about an hour to
kick in. Yeah.
Which in Czech is nakopnout, which I learned yesterday because of this phrase. So I thought a good word we could learn is kick in, which is things like energy drinks when it starts working or drugs. Or alcohol, things that like take some time to have an effect.
And the opposite would be?
Wear off.
Yes.
So wear off is when the effects start to like go away.
Yeah, when you start to not feel it anymore. Yeah.
So you can say like, it's starting to wear off.
Mm-hmm.
Or after 3 hours, it wore off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to kick in and to wear off, I thought that was like pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I was quite surprised it worked, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it did. Like it woke me, it took about an hour to kick in. Then I was awake for an hour, but I was like really kind of hyper. It was almost like I was drunk.
Well, do you get like a caffeine crash after?
I'm the kind of person who I almost don't believe in caffeine.
Oh, cool.
Because for me, like I love coffee and I always have my morning coffee, but it's not about it being caffeine because I just need anything that's hot. For me, it's like, is it hot, brown and sugary equals fine.
Okay.
It could be anything. It could be decaf. I can't even taste the difference between decaf coffee and or decaf tea or whatever. I'm like, it seems to be hot with a bit of milk in it and a bit of sugar.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So I don't really get the whole caffeine thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you into that?
I mean, I feel like I have a coffee every day, no matter what time I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just like making coffee for myself and I like the taste of it.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes I will have like espresso when I teach at an office and I'm like a little tired.
Oh, espresso. That's like a serious like caffeine thing, right?
But like, I don't think that it makes much of a difference. I do think that that is just kind of in my head.
Yeah.
But I also just like, I like a beverage. I like to just kind of be sipping on something when I'm working.
That's also such an American thing. Like I would never say beverage.
Oh really?
It just sounds so like over the top because we just say drink. Beverage.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think I started saying it more recently because I think it's funny that it sounds over the top.
Yeah.
Like, I just love a tasty beverage. Like,
beverage. It's such a weird word when you think about it, isn't it? Beverage. Yeah.
I wonder where it comes from.
I have no idea. We should look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to go somewhere with this.
With caffeine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I had a lesson yesterday, a sub lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And only one person turned up out of four. So I was a little bit bummed.
Yeah.
And this girl was like, I knew I'd be having a lesson with you. So I've made you some special coffee.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And then I swear to God, she just talked about coffee for the next hour.
Okay.
This girl was obsessed with coffee.
Ah.
She would have gotten along with Chris really well. She was going on and on about like coffee festivals and different types of coffee.
Cool.
And so she told me that she had like made this cold brew coffee for me. And she'd like left it overnight.
Yes.
And then actually I was going to ask you about the vocab, because she's like, so you put the coffee beans in a cup or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then you pour the water on. Oh, it's ground coffee beans as well. And ground is mletené, I think, in mm-hmm. Czech. And it's like they've been mletzed, I think, or something like that. Anyway, so you pour it on, you leave it for like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do?
Oh.
Because you don't want to just like eat the coffee, ground coffee, do you? So you...
I mean, I would say you have to drain it.
Drain?
Because when I worked at... Well, when I was a barista... This is what we would say, is you have to drain the cold brew after 24 hours.
Drain. Oh. Because yeah. I was thinking strain.
And that makes more sense, but I've always heard it with drain.
Oh, because drain is like, for me, is when you get rid of something.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have a drain that's like the hole in your shower. That's where the water goes down. It's called mm-hmm. the drain. And it's gone down the drain.
Yeah.
So if you said drain the coffee, I would assume like putting it down the drain.
Yeah.
Whereas strain is when you have like a sieve. Mm. Which is that thing in the kitchen that's like...
Or a strainer.
A strainer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. A strainer. So a strainer is a thing that strains.
Yeah.
So let's just look it up so we can find the right word for Czech people.
Okay.
Sítko. Yeah. So you just strain your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just filter, I guess. Because you can put it into a filter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put it through a filter.
Yeah.
And honestly, the coffee was pretty good.
I mean, I love cold brew.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I don't.
Because sometimes here I've had quote unquote iced coffee.
Ooh.
And it's hot coffee that has been poured over ice.
Okay.
That's evil.
That's weird.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Mm.
Like cold brew is supposed to be steeped.
What the fuck?
Where you leave the coffee grounds to sit for a long time.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Steeping.
Okay, right.
Well, this is the same verb as if you put tea bag in a cup. You steep the tea for 5 minutes. Then you take the tea bag out.
I've never heard that word before.
Well, you're British. You should know this with tea.
I don't drink tea.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So to steep, to leave.
Oh my
leave.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know the expression is steeped in history,
which
means that a story has like the origins of lots of history.
Yeah.
So this town in England is steeped in history.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like to soak something, basically. Wow. But it's specifically like tea.
We've gotten so advanced with our English.
You're learning new things. This is amazing.
Every time I meet you, I learn something new.
And for once, it's not like Gen Z language. Yeah.
I like about jeans.
Yes.
What was it? Bell jeans?
Bell bottom jeans.
What's the name of these like super loose jeans that people are wearing nowadays? Is there a name for them?
I honestly don't know.
Is that boyfriend jeans or is it something else?
I would call them baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans.
Because baggy, if something is baggy, it means there's a lot of room in it. If you have a baggy sweatshirt, it's probably a couple sizes too big for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that was such a random conversation. It's because I'm totally out of it. I've got no idea.
That's fine.
I'm just living on the Red Bull high from yesterday.
Absolutely.
I was like so freaking hyped. Like, it was so weird.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting it to work. And I think it's because like it was the first one I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's like the first time you ever tried drugs. Not that I have done, but I've heard that like the first time it's like the most amazing.
Yeah.
Then you can never get that back again.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it was crazy.
Did you see the like thing that happened with the caffeinated lemonade in America?
No. What?
So there's a like chain restaurant called Panera Bread.
I've heard about that.
Which is actually one of the only like chains that I miss in America. Like I go back there when I visit the States and the food is always as good as I remember it, which is surprising. They had something called a charged lemonade.
Charged,
which is a caffeinated lemonade.
Oh my God.
And I think they had a thing where you could just get as many refills as you wanted.
Oh.
And there was a girl that was going there to study and she had a heart condition and was not aware how much caffeine was in this drink.
Oh.
And she died. And so there was a big lawsuit with Panera.
She ran out of charge.
Yeah. But when I
charged up too much.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And so when I went back to the States,
that's terrible.
I ordered one when I went to Panera because I was just going to have like a, like I was going to split one with my sister. And they had to like give me a whole warning. They were like, are you aware that this is a caffeinated beverage? And I was like, yes. And they were like, are you aware that if you exceed the caffeine limit that it could give you like
you
health
die.
Problems?
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just give me the lemonade? Like, yeah, but I think it was,
wow.
It lived up to the hype. Like, I was
You got charged.
I got charged. Yeah, I was ready to take on the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, charge me up.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would try that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that was random, but we had some nice vocab from it to kick in and to wear off with substances.
Yeah.
Let's say, yeah, they kick in and then they wear off. It's not my bag is a nice American thing. It's not my cup of tea.
Yes.
It's not something that you like.
Not my thing.
Not my thing. To hand out is like when you give the same thing to lots of people for free, usually.
Yeah, sometimes for free and sometimes just information that you need. Like if I have like a, yeah, like you said, a leaflet, usually pieces of paper. If everyone at the meeting needs the same piece of paper, you're handing out. Yeah. Those papers.
And they are called handouts.
Handouts, yeah.
A noun. We've done so many verbs that are also nouns today. That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you go to a presentation, they might give you some handouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pluck out. You pluck hairs.
Yes.
With tweezers. It's actually quite practical, tweezers. Yeah. I'm of the opinion. That's a nice expression. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that jeans should not be that baggy.
That jeans should fit you.
Basically, yeah, because it's also just a waste of fabric.
Well, yeah,
you don't need that much fabric, do you?
Well, I feel that way about ponchos.
Oh, yeah.
No reason for it to be that big.
Mm.
I don't need that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, we also had to pull something off. Mm-hmm. It's like something that you don't expect to work, but then it works or it doesn't. You can say she is not pulling off that hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The types of jeans they can flare, is when they go out and they get wider, and they can taper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they can taper in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. As long as plus present to say the one thing that matters. So let's practice it, Lucy. What's the one thing that matters for you on this doing podcasts episode 69? He's like, I don't mind what we do as long as something.
I don't mind what we talk about as long as we learn some good words.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you care about.
I care about.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
I don't mind what we talk about as long as we learn some good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Something which is tacky is like it's not very sort of classy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like classy.
Not very stylish.
Not very stylish.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like also being a bit connected with. It's got something to do with being a bit slutty as well.
Oh
no,
I mean. I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, but also like an action can be tacky as well. Like if I go to someone's house and I immediately ask for the Wi-Fi password, like without saying, hey, or like without, I feel like that's really tacky.
Yeah.
Like you, something that is tacky, action, it's something that is not following the social norm or like what you are supposed to do. It's kind of rude a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool. A trinket is like a small little thing that has, it's kind of junk, but it's like, it has sentimental value to it. Like your little mice things.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do they have names?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah. low maintenance and high maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
It can be people and it can also be plants.
Pets. As well.
Mm, yeah. Mm. We talked about designated and dedicated. Both are kind of in Czech.
Mm-hmm.
But for our non-Czech listeners, which we do have some, by the way, it means it's designed for that purpose, basically. So the shop is dedicated to little mice things.
Should we talk about the other meaning of dedicate?
If you want,
is dedicated to the like.
Yeah.
Usually, it means there's like an emotional value. If you dedicate something to someone, it means that you're doing it like in their name, basically.
But they don't have to be dead.
They don't have to be dead.
Yeah.
You can just say books often have dedications at the beginning of them.
Yeah.
This book is dedicated to my family.
Yeah.
All of them are alive. Like it's not. Yeah.
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 That's really nice.
Just another use of, to dedicate.
Yeah. I wrote down Gene for some reason. Oh, okay. dorm. Yeah, dorms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both the place that you live, like the room.
Yeah.
Or that, the kind of
a
studio.
Dorm, right?
Yeah.
And then is dorms more like the universal thing? I live in
dorms.
The dorms.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Which in Czech is kolej or koleje. I can't remember. In England, we don't call them dorms. Do you know what we call them?
I have no idea, actually.
we call them halls of residence.
Oh, that's cute.
It's so over the top, yeah. I live in halls of residence. But we just say halls as a short version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I live in halls. It sounds so weird. So I live in halls. It's not like the halls, it's just halls.
Okay.
Yeah. Stale bread is when it's not fresh anymore. And it can also be a conversation topic is stale, or a relationship can go stale as well. So we go stale. Yeah, and that's all the words we had.
Nice.
Shall we do a quick box from our leaflet?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Was there a planned topic of conversation that we just didn't... Oh, amazing. Okay.
No.
So we're supposed to roll these dice now?
But firstly, we have to choose a leaflet. I think we should do... I'm in the mood for green.
Okay.
Yeah. So the green leaflets, we've got three leaflets, three courses in Speak Like Me. The yellow one is called Essential English. That's all the rules of English grammar explained from start to finish in the order you should learn them. So everyone has to learn that one. And then we've got the blue course, which is called Chinglish and Useful Things. This is all the things that just go wrong when you translate from Czech to English, and just other useful things as well. And then the green one is called Interesting Words, which has a bunch of really cool words and phrases that most people don't know, but they should know.
Yes.
So, Lucy, would you like to roll the dice? Firstly, both of them.
We've got a D10 and a D4.
Yeah, so it will give us a number between 1 and 14, because we've got 14 chapters. What do we get?
We've got 9.2 is what we're looking at.
So that's 11.
Ah, yes.
So we're on chapter 11.
Yes.
And now roll the 4 dice.
Again.
Yeah, because each...
4.
4, okay. So that's 11.4. So what is in box 11.4, Lucy?
The Czech is Jenačasa.
Jenačasa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which in English is, it's about time. Very good.
Yes.
So we use this. Lucy, do you want to talk us through it?
Yes. So it's about time is an impatient way to say that now is the time something should happen. Mm. And it is followed by the past tense. Mm. So when we use this, we would say, it's about time we had a party, meaning I'm impatient and we need to have a party now. It's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you always say a person, like, it's about time Jacob cooked something, you know, like,
yes,
we're impatiently feeling like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's about time you pulled yourself together.
Yeah.
Sorted your life out.
That's a good one.
And freaking cooked an omelette, you know, just do it.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Any tips there? Because every box has a couple of little pro tips on
how
to use it.
Absolutely. So you can also say, it's time we had a party without about, which is the same thing, but it's not as impatient. Mm. So if you just say it's time we had a party, it means now is the time we should have a party, but you are not as impatient about it.
Like, guys, I think it's time we left the party.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, but if it's about time we left the party, it's like, oh my God, I've been dying to leave this party for ages.
Yeah.
That's why I'm impatient now.
Yes.
Cool. Good.
And when you have a person, it will be followed by the past. So it's time we had a party. But when you don't have a person, there is no past tense. We just use the infinitive. So we would say, it's time to have a party. It's time to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So person equals plus past. Mm-hmm. It's time we did something.
Yes.
But no person equals just infinitive. It's absolutely time to go. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time we wrapped this baby up.
Yeah.
Which means to summarize something.
All right.
And this is another great piece of vocab, right? Because
to wrap something up.
A lot of Czechs say, like, okay, now we shall summarize the meeting. And it's like, come on, guys, wrap this up.
Yes.
Let's wrap this up. So we learned some good vocab today. We've gone through it all already. So about time from the leaflet. If you liked that little topic from the leaflet and you want more, well, you can get it. Go to the website, speaklikeme.cz. /letarki, and or just click the link in the description and you can download all those leaflets currently still for freeze.
Amazing.
For freeze. It's awesome. Yeah. Lucy, what was your favorite word from today that came up?
Ooh.
Ooh.
something is my bag or it's something's not your bag. I love that phrase.
It's a cool expression. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll try and start using it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So guys, really hope you liked the episode. If you did, you can give us some stars on Apple Podcasts
Please
or
give
Spotify.
Us stars.
Yeah. And actually we just got to 100 stars
yes.
on Spotify. Did you see that?
Yeah. We're like 4.8 average 4.8 or something.
4.8 average. That
yeah.
Same on Apple Podcasts.
Nice.
Out of 5.
Nice.
Yeah. Not out of 10.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's going really well. So we'd be really happy if you gave us some more stars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and get to 200 now. And if you really, really liked our conversation about jeans, then you can even give us some money at buymeacoffee.com/speaklikeme. And we use all that money for podcast alcohol. And you can see the podcast alcohol corner is currently looking quite sad.
Is it empty?
It's empty.
Oh, okay.
It's been empty for about a month.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, I'm refusing Devo. To buy any more until someone gives us some money and buy me a coffee. So it could be a while.
We are so desperate, please.
We are desperate. Please, please help a poor teacher. so you can download the leaflets. We've got an awesome YouTube channel with all of these. So all these leaflets, all these topics also have their own video.
Yes.
If it doesn't already, it will have one. And all of that is happening on our YouTube page.
Woohoo.
Woo woo.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. And what else? We also teach. we teach in companies all over Prague. And we teach in companies, small ones with one or two people, up to big ones with thousands of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you would like to have a bit of us, but just be like me in your company,
mm-hmm.
get in touch. Lucy's going to have a bit more space for teaching in a couple of months' time.
Yeah.
So you could even get Lucy.
Yes.
You can talk about jeans every day.
We can talk about jeans and coffee
oh my God.
All day,
Think
every
of
day.
All the vocab you could learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also do evening classes as well. And we're going to start doing intensive courses as well.
Amazing.
More news to come on that soon. If you've got any questions for us, you can email us at podcast@speaklikeme.cz. We're also on Instagram, speaklikemeprague. And that's it. Anything you want to say? How was it, Lucy? I know I was all over the place today.
No, it was good.
And I'm sorry that I was eating chocolate on the episode. I was talking about inappropriate stuff.
Well, that's...
I was talking about my forehead hair, my fat calves. It's like... And I'm Lucy's boss, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is a very workplace inappropriate...
Well, this is how... Yeah, this is how the team buildings go, too.
Oh,
so.
My God. It's a constant struggle.
There's no HR at this company.
It's a constant struggle to keep it together and not talk about my forehead hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Lucy, I really hope you come back next time.
I will be back next time for the 69th episode.
69.
All right.
It's going to be great.
Nice.
All right, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time for episode 69.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.